You're listening to BFM 89.9, the business station.
Hi, I'm Tiffany Chu, and this is In Conversation. Joining me today is Kit Chan, professional photographer who has become quite a celebrity himself, and he's also the founder and owner of Kit Chan Studio. Welcome, Kit.
Hi, Tiffany. Thank you for having me.
You know, you're quite well known in the circuit to be quite a networker. What motivates you?
Well, I suppose it doesn't come from motivation. I just think that's something very personal. I'm quite a people person. And I suppose, drawing back, that's why I've chosen photography as a career, because I enjoy meeting people and sharing with them one of the most important milestones of their life. And so I don't network with a purpose. It just happened.
It's just part of your characteristics. Yeah. But some people would say that networking is quite a tiring affair. Where do you get your energy from? Or it's just, you know, it's almost like breathing for you.
Well, I suppose that depends where you are at, really. I mean, if you're at some place already and there's people, what's other things to do? I mean, rather than to have a chat. I don't really call it, I don't put it like, oh, I need to network, but it's just like, it's just making friends, whoever they are, you know. So, I mean, everybody got a good story to tell. And you could say, as a photographer, I'm a storyteller. I try to capture stories and we draw inspirations from all walks of life, and it's very, very interesting when we can get into other people's perspective and where they are coming from. So,
and see their side of them that most people don't see.
Yeah. I suppose that's the real motivation. Yeah, it's not really like a...
Not just for business, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, so how many friends do you have on Facebook then?
Now, this is... Facebook is not exactly a popularity contest.
But I just want to know, come on, kid, out with it. How many friends do you have on Facebook?
On my personal profile, there's about 3,000 plus. And I try to approve all the requests, but sometimes...
You still have to be diligent about it.
Yeah. And as I say, Facebook is really not about a popularity
contest. I mean, it's just good to know.
Yeah.
From being trained in commerce to getting into photography, I'm sure there were some early challenges when you started the career in photography, right, Kit? Could you share that with us?
I was having quite a comfortable corporate job, and then I decided to give it a sabbatical and sort of like give photography a shot. Oh, actually, I graduated from uni pretty early. So I graduated when I was 20. And so I was still very young. And when I decided to try photography, I went to apprentice. And I remember on the first day of work, I actually have to wash toilets.
Wash toilets?
Yes, wash toilets.
Which part of photography does that fall into?
Well, it's a...
Part of training.
No, actually, my master actually did it as a...
As a test?
As a joke, you know, because he knows I come from a rather comfortable environment prior to this. I was in suit and tie and I did very corporate work. And he didn't really expect me to do it. But years after that, he actually revealed to me that, you know, because of my willingness and he actually put it in his heart that this young boy... It's worth training. And in fact, on the very same day... Well, this is not too manly to say on air, but on the same day, they make me paint walls as well. And it was in the afternoon together with some of my other colleagues. And gosh, do I hate sun a lot. And it was so it was quite challenging. And later, after I was done with that initially, then we kind of like started my photography company The startup phase was very, very challenging. And, you know, I come from a very traditional Chinese families where we believe that our dues must be paid. So there's one particular patch which was quite rough as it was just starting out. I remember, you know, after paying all the rental, we didn't have much money left. You know, Tiffany, you do know what's nasi lemak bungkus, right?
Yes.
Our Malaysian favorite, right? So now, it costs about a ringgit, right? And for lunch, I actually have to share it with someone. You know, it was that tough at the initial stage.
Well, you've certainly come a long way, kid.
Well, I suppose it's good to...
Remember those days?
Remember those days and not take it for granted. So sometimes I find it kind of like funny, you know. I remember meeting my future in-laws then, and they asked me what I did for a living, and because they come from a very professional background and their daughter was a chartered accountant, I remember like covering half of my mouth and telling them I'm a photographer, you know. I just muffle it out. And today, strangely, after like 8 to 10 years, the industry has came a long, long way. I get young people come up to me and they will shake my head, "Hey kid, I'm a wedding photographer," as if it is like a the most stylish thing to do.
The best job in the world.
The best job in the world. Well, I suppose they come much easier. Tiffany, do you know how much we charge for photography those days?
No. I wouldn't know.
Yeah. Just take a wild guess. Like, for full day work, we probably work 10 hours, and inclusive of our film. Yes, there's something called film for new photographers. And my cost will probably be about $160. Guess how much we charge?
$160?
No, I actually charge 390 ringgit for full day work.
That's pretty tough.
Yeah, that's pretty tough. And people actually think it was expensive, you know. So I suppose we...
The industry has changed though today.
Yeah.
Your first song for us is Amazing Grace by Boyz II Men. Why did you pick this song for us?
Amazing Grace is Amazing Grace. So whoever sings it. But I picked this song because if you really listen to the lyrics, it really, really make us reflect. Seriously, without God, who are we? But why this particular version, Boyz II Men, is because I always like Boyz II Men. So you know what's my age. And of course, this is a a cappella version of Amazing Grace. And I particularly like this one.
Let's listen to Amazing Grace, BFM 89.9.
Like me, I once was lost, but now am found. Was blind, but now I see. 'Twas
BFM 89.9, this is In Conversation. I'm chatting with Kit Chan, professional photographer, and he's also the founder and owner of Kit Chan Studio. Kit, what are some of the stranger requests that you received in your field of work?
Stranger requests. I photograph a Russian couple. It's not strange, it's just that the way we have to photograph them, and their first words are like, drink.
Drink?
Drink, yeah. They love vodka. And it's like, I say, no, I'm here to do work. No drink, no picture.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so funny.
They actually hired me to take photographs. They say, no, after pictures. No drink, no picture.
Here or in Russia?
This actually, they got us to go to an island.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
One of the very nice resorts. And so every spot that we move, drink.
Were you wasted by your third shot?
No. I was quite diligently in refusing the drinks, but one or two shots couldn't be avoided. Yeah, but I'm not encouraging other people to fit me drinks during the wedding.
As they will say, occupation hazard.
Yeah, that's quite an occupation hazard. Yeah.
This is In Conversation. I'm Tiffany Chu, and with me is Kit Chan, professional photographer and owner and founder of Kit Chan Studio. Kit, besides cameras, I'm sure you have other indulgences. Sure. Let's talk about that shortly. BFM 89.9.
In Conversation. BFM 89.9, the business station.
This is In Conversation. I'm Tiffany Chu, and with me is Kit Chan, a professional photographer who's become quite a celebrity himself in Malaysia, and he's also the owner and founder of Kit Chan Studio. Kit, I'm sure besides cameras, you have other things that you indulge yourself with. What are those things?
I like to travel, and which is one of the perks of my occupation, I suppose. And well, depends whether you're traveling on work or you're traveling for leisure.
Because when you're traveling for work, isn't it always not so fun?
Yeah, it's definitely not fun, actually. It's definitely not fun. Yeah, just an example. Typically, when people ask me, "Hey, kid, you're so cool, right? You get to photograph Maya Karin's wedding in Bellagio, Lake Como." You work with a superstar like Maya, and she's a friend, and she's very pleasant. And of course, Bellagio, Lake Como, what almost like the most romantic spot.
What else can you ask for?
Yeah. But if you take into account that the trip was a four-day trip and our transit time was about 58 hours, by the time you get to Bellagio, because we carry our backpack, my backpack's about 13 kg, and of course our hand luggage, you realize that the Italians are not quite accustomed to lifts.
They make you walk.
Yeah.
Work for it.
So that could be quite demanding. And of course, when we travel, we have to exercise a lot of caution because you are there to do work and you're not really there to travel. Other interests, I enjoy reading a lot, but I can't stand fiction. So
you only read non-fiction?
Only non-fiction.
Kit, what are some of the non-fiction books you are reading currently?
Currently, I'm rereading a book called Purpose Driven Life. It's a very niche book that's targeted at a very niche group. Yeah, so I'm rereading that. And then I'm doing some of the other management books that I'm rereading Good to Great as well. So that's quite interesting as well.
So traveling, you like to read?
I blog.
You blog?
Yeah.
But what is your indulgence? What do you spend your money on besides cameras? Yeah. That's what I want to know.
I love my wines.
Okay, so do you have a bit of a cellar at home, Kit?
No. I wouldn't want to keep them here. Yeah, anyway, and it costs quite a bit to store them, so yeah. So let's not go there. Let's not go on air about that. But yeah, so that's some of the things that I really like.
Okay. Could you share with us, you know, determination, drive must be some of your strengths. But what would you say would be some of your weaknesses?
Weaknesses. I don't know how to start. It's just too many.
Just pick one. To have a balanced view of you.
I tend to be a perfectionist. And that's a saying, perfection, it's impossible. Yet we are cursed with the pursuit of it. And yeah, so I think that would be something that I need to adjust to.
And kind of practice more flexibility.
Yeah, especially now as you grow older and as you have children. Now, you cannot have that expectation in your children.
Yeah, it could be quite hard, isn't it, yeah. Kit?
Even let's relate that to work. You know, I always tell couples, if you expect a perfect dream wedding, you're really setting up yourself for disappointment.
Because or failure,
very little thing will really work you up.
I would have to agree with that.
Yeah. So it's like, and the whole scheme of things, you know, is like you probably have 99%. But because you wanted perfection, there's 1% that didn't work. And that really kind of like, yeah. So really, sometimes we need to refocus our energy.
And focus on what is important, isn't it, Kit?
Yeah. Sometimes I recently just read this book, and I suppose we find that a lot of people would have this problem as well. You know, probably many people read Stephen Covey, Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. But recently, I just read this book. It's called by Brian Tracy. It's called Eat the Frog. Now, what Eat the Frog actually said is why we tend to procrastinate on important tasks, because they tend to be a bit more difficult, a bit more challenging, a bit very uninteresting. Yet those are the things that we need to prioritize.
And need to address straight away.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, your last song for us today is In My Daughter's Eyes by Martina McBride. Can you explain the story behind this song choice?
Yeah, actually, by now we can't like know. I deduce that I have actually two young daughters. Actually, I heard this song a while back, and at that time my elder child was just born, and I found the relevance of the lyrics. You know, it's beautiful lyrics, pay attention to it. And I think all daddy and mummies should play this song before they go to work each day. And as I was preparing for the program, choosing the song, and I kind of like revisited this song, it actually brought tears to my eye at how true it is, the lyrics. So I hope you enjoyed this song and pay attention to the lyrics.
Thank you so much, Kit.
Thank you so much.
Kit Chan, he's a professional photographer who's become quite a celebrity himself and also the founder and owner of Kit Chan Studio. And here's In My Daughter's Eyes, BFM 89.9, the business station.
In my daughter's eyes, everyone is equal. Darkness turns to light, and the world is at peace. This miracle God gave to me gives me strength when I'm weak. I find reason to believe in my dark.
BFM 89.9, the business station.